الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. We will move on quickly, inshallah, to the next section of our discussion, which is the fiqh of fasting, the rules of fasting. And it's probably this section is the most important part of, not everything is important, of course, but one of the more detailed and the more complicated aspects of the course. Fasting, we know the importance, the relevance, the significance, the virtues, the merits of fasting. But now we want to learn about the rules of fiqh of fasting in different sections. This is very important. I'm trying to make it as easy as possible, inshallah. Because how we try to summarize the rules of fasting is difficult to cover everything in detail. And if there are certain questions, as the brother was saying, then we might be able to answer them later on, inshallah. The first point here is the definition of fasting. I actually translated it as well. It's from the classical books of fiqh. This is mainly, primarily based on the Hanafi school. I might mention one or two differences here and there, which there are maybe between the Hanafi schools and other schools, but predominantly, mainly, it's based on the Hanafi school. So the definition, as you might have the translation as well in front of you, the full definition is mentioned there, right? They say in the books, they say, هو الإمساك نهارا عن إدخال شيء عمدا أو خطأ بطنا أو ما له حكم الباطن وعن شهوة الفرج بنية من أهله. That's the definition. The translation of which you have in front of you. This is the definition of a fast. It is to abstain. It is to refrain, abstain, stay away, avoid, withhold during the day, nahar, from allowing anything to enter, whether deliberately or by mistake. Remember, by mistake is different from forgetting. I will explain this later on. Deliberately or by mistake. And going back to allowing something to enter, what? Batanan, or the stomach, or that which is in the same root category of the stomach, that which has the same ruling of the stomach, and abstaining and staying away during the day from, so allowing something to enter into the stomach and that which has the meaning of the stomach, and also abstaining from the shahwatul farj, the gratification of the sexual gratification. What translation do you have in there? Yes. Sexual gratification. Okay. Biniyatin, with an intention, min ahlihi, from a person who is capable, who is able, who is fit to make that intention. Because some people are not, like a woman on a menstrual period, she can't make the intention because she's not eligible to fast. So a person who is capable, ahl, to make this intention. This is a famous definition in Arabic given. Now just briefly, I'll just explain this definition because most of the rules will come in their place, but staying away during the day, as you know, we know when suhoor time starts and we know ghurub iftar time, during the day. From something entering, allowing something to enter. Now there are certain things where deliberately and by mistake makes a difference, we'll come to them, but here mostly allowing anything to enter, deliberately or by mistake, into the stomach or that which has the ruling of the stomach, which means that allowing anything to enter in any of the in the stomach, and also to the brain of the area of the body, the stomach or the brain. These are two areas. The normal general principle is, which I will explain in detail further along, I don't want to discuss more of these rules in the definition, is that if anything enters the body through the regular channels, through the nose, through the mouth, through the nose, into what they say, jawful batn or jawful dimag, into the cavity of the stomach or the cavity of the brain, then that invalidates the fast. But we will discuss this in detail when I come to it, to be more clear. So, stomach, or that which has the meaning of stomach. So if you want to explain that which has the meaning of the stomach, such as the brain. What does it say? Stomach, or ما له حكم البطن. That which has the same ruling as the stomach, which means the brain. And it has to go through the normal channels. And the last part of the definition is avoiding and staying away from sexual gratification, which means, of course, sexual relations, and also includes sexual discharge, ejaculation, sexual discharge, male or female, even without sexual intercourse. And then there is a difference whether it's kafara, expiation, or qada, makeup, which I will talk about. But in a fast, any kind of sexual gratification has to be avoided, just like any type of food has to be avoided. So sexual intercourse, as well as any kind of sexual discharge, whether it's through, you know, foreplay or whatever. So this is the definition. Okay, clear? This is the definition of a fast according to the Hanafi fiqh. That's number one. Number two, the next section is, what's the ruling of fasting? And what are the conditions that obligate a fast, necessitate a fast? What makes a fast necessary upon a person? شُرُوطُ افْتِرَاضِهِ. Okay, what's the ruling of the fast? What's the status? It is a fast. You all know fasting is an obligation. Yeah, you all know. So what's the hukam? The hukam is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. Oh, you who believe, fasting has been made fard, obligatory, compulsory, mandatory upon you. So that's the ruling. And the conditions that make a fast an obligation upon a person, it's fard in Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, it's obligatory. Okay. Also to make a qada, if somebody missed and they have to make up for them, make a qada, again it's obligatory. Okay. And obligatory upon whom? Number one, the person is a Muslim, a believer. Because you see, the non-believers, the rules of Islam are not directed to them. This is the understanding of the scholars. There's only one rule directed to them, believe. Do you understand? They have to actually become believers. But all that we have, the furu'at of Islam, the secondary aspects, the main is to embrace Islam. And then after that, these rulings of Islam, they are not directed to the non-believers. So that's why they always have this condition: prayer, fasting, zakat, hajj. It's obligatory upon, number one, a believer. Number two, the person is sane. If you have someone who's insane, then just like the prayer is not obligatory upon them, fasting is not obligatory. But remember, I was just speaking to somebody yesterday or the day before, about insanity. This brother, he's actually one of our graduates as well. Yeah, I remember, it's the day before yesterday. He's after graduated, he became an alim, a scholar. He's working. Where is he working? Fazlur Rahman. In prison? Does he work with insane people or something? Or something? I think it was a general hospital or something like that. I don't know exactly. No, he was telling me that a lot of these people, what medically people are classed and termed as insane, may not be an insane according to the Islamic terminology. Because according to Islam, there are different stages. According to Sharia, there are different stages. Like, the first stage is what we say, safaha. The one who has this is called a safih, a foolish person. That's the early level one. We have three levels of insanity. So that's the first level. The second level is ata. And the one who is affected by this level is known as ma'tuh. And the third level is junoon. And that's insanity. And the one who has this is called majnoon. So you have a safih, like Allah says in the Quran, سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ. The foolish people say. Foolish people, he's not an insane person, he's just foolish. And ma'tu, slightly, he's not really insane, but he's just, you know, maybe gullible, maybe, you know, slightly, you know. And a lot of people are affected by that. So, medically, this person might be called insane, But Islamically, he might just be ma'tuh. If he's able to have a conversation, he's able to eat, if he's able to distinguish most of the times between what not to do and what to do. Islamically, a majnoon is someone who has completely lost it. Right? He has just completely lost it. Extreme third, final level of insanity. For that kind of person, no rules, no obligations. No salah, no zakah, no hajj, no nothing, nothing. Inshallah, straight to Jannah. Lucky person. Seriously. Lucky person. Straight to Jannah. No hisab, no reckoning. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to say, I wish I was a hair of a person who enters the Jannah. I wish I was an animal. Right? So these people are better than, much luckier than us, more fortunate. Fasting is fard, obligatory in the month of Ramadan. And that's why the hukam, so what's the hukam? It's fard. The one who rejects the obligation of a fast is a kafir. He leaves Islam straight away. Yukaffaru munkiru. The one who rejects the obligation of a fast becomes a kafir because of the verses of the Quran. And the one who, without any reason, leaves fasting, does not fast, is considered to be a fasiq, a sinner. Okay? So, this is the hukam, this is the status of fasting, and these are... Sorry, I missed one or two things out. I said fasting was fard on a believer, and we said a sane person, so not on an insane. Number three, somebody who's reached puberty. Baligh. So a child who's as of yet not reached puberty, fasting is not obligatory upon that child, as we know. And number four, the one who is capable of fasting, al-qadir, that's a fourth condition. Muslim, aqil, baligh, qadir. The one who is capable, the one who has taqa, the one who has the ability, the capability to fast. So if somebody is ill, somebody is sick, somebody is traveling, with all the concessions that are coming, we'll talk about all of that, then fasting is not obligatory upon that person. Likewise, a woman in her menstruation or in her postnatal bleeding, they fast, hayd, again, I mean, they don't have to fast, they must not fast. It's actually sinful, unlawful for a woman to fast in her menstruation. So, anyway, that's number two. Number three, quickly moving on, intention. Intention, an-niyya, innamal a'malu, innamal a'malu, bin-niyyat. Everybody knows this hadith, mashallah. It's very good. First hadith of Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari. Actions are according to intention. We have to make an intention. Clear intention that's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without an intention, if somebody can just avoid food all day long, you know, sometimes it happens, you don't eat all day. I wish I should have fasted. You know, you haven't eaten, like sometimes in the winter, maybe you don't eat till 5, 6 o'clock. So I could have fasted today. Was that a fast? Even if you didn't eat, no, because there was no intention. There has to be a clear intention to distinguish a fast from just a period of abstinence from food. So, intention. When do you do this intention? Best time that it's preferable, it's better that this intention is before the time of fast enters. Well, remember, we are just exclusively talking about the fast of Ramadan. If I start talking about nafil fast, there are different rules sometimes for nafil fast, for the vow, the nazar somebody makes. There's different rulings here and there. I don't want to go into it. I could have, but there's no time. So we'll just stick with Ramadan. Better, so that's why, don't take this as general for everything. It's preferable that the intention takes place before the time of fast enters. When does the time of fast enter? When does it enter? I'm looking at you. When do we start fast? When does the time of fast start? Yeah. Well, what is that called? No. When do we end suhoor, beginning time of fajr? What is it called? What is it called in English? Dawn. Al-fajr al-sadiq. What do we call it in Arabic? Al-fajr al-sadiq. True dawn. Because we have al-fajr al-kadhib, which is a false dawn. You know what a false dawn? False dawn, they use it as a proverb nowadays, that it's a false dawn. But in reality, there is a false dawn, what we call al-fajr al-kadhib. In Arabic, they use the word kadhib because it lies. It tells you that it's the morning, but it's not really the morning. It's a light that comes and then goes away. the light that comes and goes away, and then after that we have the true dawn coming in, which is not lying, which is not the Ajna Fajr al-Kadhi, is also called a deceptive dawn. Because then this true, after that the true light comes, and that's when time of Fajr starts, and that's where your Zuhur ends, and that's when your fast starts, beginning exact entering time of Fajr. Yeah? Al-Fajr al-Sadiq, true dawn. They say Subah Sadiq in Urdu or whatever. So it's better to do it before that, before your time starts. But with the month, for the fast of Ramadan, it is permissible to make this intention before the Islamic midday. It's permissible to, somebody forgot, somebody just didn't make the intention. As long as you haven't eaten, yeah? Somebody forgot to make the intention, somebody just slept through from Maghrib, right? Isha, gone, everything, woke up 10 o'clock in the morning. Slept from Asr the day before, woke up 10 in the morning. Now you slept, no intention, quickly make intention 10 in the morning. Halfway between, it's midday, the Islamic midday. What is Islamic midday? Exactly halfway between the beginning time of the fast, what we just talked about, true dawn, till the end time of the fast, Maghrib, Ghurub al-Shams, sunset, exactly in the middle, which is approximately like an hour, hour and a half before midday, before noon, before Zawal. So maybe 11 o'clock, 10:30, just calculate it exactly. Sahri end time, Suhoor end time, beginning of fast time, end of fast time, Islamic midday. It's permissible. It's not a standard course of action to take, but it's permissible. Remember, this is only for the fast of Ramadan, for Nafil and for others, and even for Qadha. Even for Qadha fast, it has to be done at night. You know why? The reason is that because you see, Ramadan is fixed for fasting. For Qadha, for makeup, after Ramadan, it's not fixed. You could make a makeup on a Saturday or a Sunday or a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday or whenever. So you have to actually fix it from the night that tomorrow I am going to fast. Likewise, Nafil. You might fast, you might not fast. But Ramadan, it's inevitable, you will be fasting. It's fixed already. So that's why there's different ruling for Qadha, for Nafil, that you have to do it before when? Before Suhoor time ends. You understand? Before Fajr time starts and before Suhoor time ends. So it's very important. Intention. How do you do the intention? Do you have to do it verbally? No. The famous principle is, النيه عمل القلب لا عمل اللسان. Intention is the action of the heart, not the action of the tongue. If somebody wants to make that intention with the tongue, alhamdulillah, great, no problem, you can do so, but you don't have to. It's just, what is intention? A lot of people fail to understand what intention is. It's not even for salah. You don't have to say, you know, I am praying two rak'at with behind this imam and face mine towards qibla and all of that. It's not, you just have it in your head, you're praying asr, you prayed. Fasting as well, it's, remember, without intention, fast is not valid. We just said that, you need to distinguish it. But don't get too scared. The problem is sometimes, you know, when people, when you tell them, they get too over anxious and too scared. Like recently, I don't know what's happening, if it's some disease in the world, so many people are phoning me and asking me about divorce, men, you know. They're just scared, they have this OTD or I don't know what, that they might have divorced. I'm thinking, you know, that I have a website with all this Q&A on divorce, and really detailed. Since I was reading this and I got scared, I'm actually thinking of removing all those answers about divorce. Honestly, there's this one brother, he's been calling me from Norway, yeah? This week he called me about 9 times. He calls me after half an hour, I sure. 7 o'clock he calls me again, half 7 he called me again, he said, I just want to make sure, I'm scared. It's got, you know, what's up? I said, I'm not going to, just don't talk about this. It's done, I told you, there's no divorce. Because I sure, but I said this. There is no divorce. But, you know, it's just, so sometimes people have this waswasa from shaitan. Remember, this comes from shaitan. And we live in a time where I think, I don't know if there are medics here, but this OCD, it's a really common disease, obsessive compulsive disorder. A lot of people, they say that nearly most people are involved in a mild form of OCD. Is that true? You're a medic?
No, I disagree with you.
Okay. A lot of people are involved in OCD. So this is it. It's a big problem. It's just something. So don't get into waswasa. Make sure. Now, intention, you know what the scholars have said, that if somebody wakes up for suhoor, that in itself is an intention. If you woke up for suhoor, had something to eat, why did you wake up? You thought you were going to do something else? But you're waking up to eat. For what? To eat because you think you're going to do something else? You're fasting. So in itself, so don't worry about it too much. You know, as long as you've got that in your head, intention is done. And what kind of intention? Do you have to make an intention for the fast of Ramadan? No. Just general intention of fasting. You don't have to say it's farad, the wajib, mustahab, Ramadan, qada, nothing. Fasting. Done. Full stop. It's easy. One can make a general, unspecified a kind of intention. Again, reason being, I told you, because Ramadan is already fixed for what? For the fasting of Ramadan. So you can, a person can make just a general intention and it will suffice, to be sufficient, no problem. Okay? But in Nafil, as I said, I'll just mention it, you have to make two things different in Nafil. Al-Qadha. Number one, you have to make the intention when? Night. And number two, you have to specify. This is an optional Nafil fast, or this is a wajib fast, or this is a qada fast. You have to make specified in Nafil. So, as I said, you have to make it at night time. Sorry, there's one thing here. You changed this, I've made a mistake. For the night of fasting, it's only for the qada of Ramadan and the qada of a nafil. The makeup of a nafil that a person invalidated. So how many things, what did I say? Two things? Say them, brothers. Two things. Yeah, what are they? Qada of a nafil. You have to make intention at night for what? For the qada of Ramadan, or for a nafil fast which somebody broke. Remember, when you invalidate a nafil fast, you have to make up for that as well. Do people know that? So for that, you have to do it at night. So until now, I was saying, I think we should stick with Ramadan anyway. But what else is saying about Ramadan? In Ramadan, you can. It's better to do it at night. You can do it before the midday. Yeah, it's not midday. And as I said, and after that I said, as far as what is concerned, qada and nafil. So don't say nafil. Nafil is with Ramadan. We have the fast of Ramadan. When can we make the intention? Before midday. We have nafil also before midday. The Messenger, there's a hadith for this. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he woke up in the morning, he came home, he said to Aisha radiallahu anha, do you have anything to eat? She said, no. He said, inni sa'im. I'm fasting. Anything to eat? I'm fasting. Now that was nafil. So because of that hadith, Ramadan and nafil, both. You can do it before the Islamic midday. As far as qada is concerned, and also the qada of Ramadan or qada of nafil. That simple. Qada of Ramadan, qada of Nafil. You have to make the intention at night before the time of fast starts.